Pennsylvania's recent grand jury report on child sex abuse in Catholic dioceses throughout the state has renewed calls to change statute of limitations laws. As Keystone Crossroads contributor Sarah Hoover reports, advocates held a press conference today in southwestern Pennsylvania to lobby lawmakers to allow a 2-year window for past victims to file civil charges.
Families of child sex abuse survivors held signs that read, "Protect the children, not the priests," and "Prosecute the priests, don't bury their victims," while advocates and survivors told personal stories of abuse. Former gymnast Sarah Klein lives in Delaware County and is the first known victim of Larry Nassar, the serial pedophile and former Olympic team doctor at Michigan State.
I was part of the army of survivors that successfully persuaded the Michigan legislature to pass laws opening a window of opportunity for all victims of child sexual assault to pursue justice regardless of age.
Michigan changed its laws to allow a 90-day window for Nassar's victims to file civil claims. It also lengthened its civil statute of limitations for child sexual assault and eliminated time constraints for criminal charges. Child USA and the Survivors Network of those abused by priests want Pennsylvania lawmakers to follow suit. They want the state to give past victims a 2-year window to seek civil damages, similar to Delaware. Arthur Basilese Jr.'s son was a victim who later died of a drug overdose.
There is no statute of limitations on our grief, misery, and pain.
Critics say opening up retroactive civil lawsuits would violate the Pennsylvania Constitution. Sarah Hoover for Keystone Crossroads.